Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pond the mayor of the city of Greensburg, Joshua Marsh. Good morning to you, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, Tom, and good morning to everyone in WRBI country. I hope you're enjoying this Thursday morning in early April. It seems like April out there, so we're right on pace.
All right, indeed. And, of course, the Board of Works and City Council meeting on Tuesday night, and had Mark Carman with the Tree City Fall Festival come before the Board of Works and requesting a road closure for, believe it or not, already the Tree City Fall Festival.
It is hard to believe that that is already approaching, and plans are obviously well underway for it. I know they've got some of their bands lined up, but they came and asked for the road closures to happen on the Thursday night so that they could get the stage set up. That's going to start at 6 p.m. The Thursday of the third weekend in September. And then they will get that built on Washington Street there. The roads will remain open north-south overnight. But then on Friday morning, 6 a.m., lots of things start to shut down for the Fall Festival to take over downtown on Friday and Saturday in September. So it should be a really great event. As always, I know they're working on their bands and vendors. They've actually expanded it out a little bit. Their footprint's a little bit bigger this year to accommodate the vendors. And we also talked about the Franklin Street project a little bit. It should be ready to go, at least for Fall Festival traffic. Maybe not completely done, but it should be good enough to use, and that will be a great addition as well.
And then also Dina Hammer with the YMCA came before the board, and this is not so much a road closure as it is support for the Tree City Rolling Tour.
It's a little bit of like a use of facilities, I guess is what I would call it, right? They want to be sure that we're aware that they're going to take over. They're hosting a large-scale event on city streets, and then, of course, it does go out into the county, and I think it makes a big loop up around Lake Santee. But it's a really good event. It's a bike course that is set up. I'm not sure it's a race. Maybe it is a race, but it's more of like a long-distance biking type item. It's been going on for a very long time. So they're going to sort of descend upon Greensburg and Decatur County again on June 29th, 7 a.m. They typically start there at the courthouse on the northeast side and then head out throughout the northern eastern part of the county. We did ask them to be sure that they're making some accommodations with their parking of their individuals because of the construction and the vendors that are open on Saturdays downtown. We want to be sure that, you know, they're people that are just unloading bikes aren't taking up parking all day. Especially when we're limited down to just three sides with the construction project that'll be commencing anyway.
And then also, Mr. Mayor, the Mayor's Youth Council, two of your members that came before the board requesting road closures for a new event. And this is a Color Fun Run 5K.
This is something new for them. Of course, the Mayor's Youth Council is about 3 years old. Brinley and Declan came, did a little presentation about routes and access and how to host an event like this. They are very event heavy at the moment. They're working on youth trivia and trivia nights, and Decatur County's Got Talent and some other items that are helping engage folks. So they wanted to do a color run this year as well. They're looking to start it at Rebecca Park, make its way north across the school campus back around for two laps, and then they'll have those people that throw chalk on them, and you'll be able to participate. I'm assuming their registration for that will be open sometime soon. I can only imagine I'll get drug into being there and getting chalked, but should be a lot of fun. That will be Saturday, June 15th, 10 a.m. to about noon. And the other great part about June 15th is there's going to be a lot of activity going on. That's also Main Street's Friends of Fred Food Truck Festival. That will also be at Rebecca Park this year. And then the Visit Greensburg Decatur County Arts Council Summer Concert Series will be that evening with the Allman Brothers style band. So it's going to be a full day in the park. It's going to be a great opportunity. We can only hope for great weather on June 15th for all those activities. So you may want to throw that on your calendar and plan to join us here in the Tree City for the 5K, Color Run 5K in the morning. Friends of Fred Food Truck in the early evening, late afternoon, all the way up through the Allman Brothers Band at the concert that evening.
Indeed. And also on the, as far as new business, or excuse me, old business is concerned, Mr. Mayor, this is a carryover from two previous months. And this was the Washington Township fire contract, and Trustee Bev Rivera appeared before the board.
We've been with a contract with Washington Township for years and years and years now, and so we're continually fine-tuning it as times change, as things change. The Board of Works was interested in making sure that we had updated details and monetary amounts. So her board's been working on it. Our boards have been working on it, legal counsels. So it is done and signed by both parties. So that will be sent back. That is for the 2024 year. Even though we're into April, we always operate on good faith. So I foresee that probably being very similar to the one for next year, and hopefully for years going forward.
And then finally, on the Board of Works session, Mr. Mayor, the coming and going. Again, this is the last meeting for Lindsay Jobe, and then also a new member going to be brought on.
Yeah, Lindsay's been with us for a little while now, well over a year. She joined us. It brought her expertise in the medical and healthcare field, which was great. She's been a tremendous partner. Life is calling her in a bit of a different direction, so she's going to go fulfill those needs and spend time and work with her family as they go through that process. But we are excited to have Lauren Huber, a Decatur County, a Greensburg native as well. She is a businesswoman in the professional environment. She works with the One America Financial Partners as a regulatory service technician, and she's been all over kind of the banking side of the industry. So we're very glad to have her. She's a University of Indianapolis graduate, and we're really looking forward to bringing her perspective on. This will be her first entrance into public service as a major board appointee. And Lauren was recommended to me by Lindsay, and I've had the opportunity to chat with her a few times about different projects and what's going on and how she can be of assistance to the community. So we're very glad to have Lauren joining us, and look forward to serving alongside her for however long she chooses to do so.
Yes, I had a chance to speak with her briefly Tuesday evening, and it was good to get to know her, and looking forward to covering her actions on the Greensburg Board of Works as we can conclude that portion of our session this morning. But we're going to go ahead and take a quick timeout, and we'll take a look at the city council portion of Tuesday evening as we continue our conversation with Greensburg Mayor Joshua Marsh right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our monthly chat with Greensburg Mayor Joshua Marsh. And the city council portion of Tuesday night, Mr. Mayor, had the monthly update on the municipal complex project.
We did, and it is full steam ahead, which is great. We saw more concrete work being done. If you've driven by recently, there's a lot of progress that is visible, but there's a ton of progress that isn't visible. Most of the drywall is up, paint is starting to go up in the street department, floors are starting to go down, and we're really starting to see what that finished product's going to look like. We expect furniture and stuff to be delivered mid-May. We're going to hopefully be finishing up by late May, early June, and then we will start making that transition in June over there as we continue to see siting and lighting and electrical all happening. A big part that's going to be the most visible over the next month is as the weather gets better to do more dirt and site work, you'll start to see the site really start taking shape. You'll start to see roads going in. Of course, the base is in. You can see where the stone is placed for the extension of Baruchel and how that whole project is going to work and flow together. So we're really approaching the end, but we've got probably a good six weeks to go. And that will wrap it up for us, which will be fantastic. I am starting to say it may be dangerous, but I know people are asking, when are we going to have open houses? When are we going to have ribbon cuttings? When are we going to be able to see it? Our tentative goal is to try to get that in before the Decatur County Fair in July. So that's our moving goal. Earlier is better. We'd love to show it off. We're ready to show it off. We are going to do it At one time, we're going to do both facilities at the same time so that we don't have any construction projects or anything like that going on while folks are on the site. And it would be a good opportunity to see how the two interact with each other.
And also under new business from Tuesday night is Building Commissioner Sarah Hamer brought an ordinance. This is a rezone for Heritage Hill Event Center on Southeast Street.
It is, and it is really one of those items where they're looking at what this phase two for Heritage Hill looks like. Obviously, they've had a tremendous success and done a wonderful job with the actual old St. Mary's Church. And of course, they've rebranded that as Heritage Hill. So we're trying to get people to call it Heritage Hill now. And then they have the school and they have the administration building or the education center. And then they also have the old rectory. And so the school, the education center, and the church itself are being rezoned to a B1, which is the downtown commercial style of development. That it does fit. It should have probably been that the first time. We're not really sure why we zoned it as B2 when we did that, but they've asked for that to open up more possibilities for the old school building. We're happy to do that. It did come with a unanimous recommendation from Plan Commission to do so as well.
And then under your portion of the meeting, Mr. Mayor, of course, the Tree City Total Solar Eclipse and a lot of flowers handed out on Tuesday night.
Well, yes, that's a good way to put it. Lots of positive feedback and comments from our board, our council, and from myself to our entire team that did just an amazing job. This was 2 years in the planning phase, 12 months of really robust public safety planning, event planning. This is something we were told 2 years ago by Purdue University to plan for 30,000 people to descend upon our community. I don't think we hit 30,000. I think most events across the state and maybe even really across the nation saw less than what was projected, but we were prepared for it. And I think that's the best part. Our group was proactive, not reactive. I'll take that and defend that every day. I'm very, very proud of them. I think they did great work for us. And in turn, that showed up in people's comments about our community, safety, cleanliness, friendliness, welcoming environment. Many, many, many thanks to everyone who helped make it happen on our team or a vendor that was open or anybody that interacted with anyone that made it a great experience. The community's appreciative. It's a great opportunity to showcase our community, to show what we can do, and to welcome people from all over the country. And Tom, I'll tell you, I spoke with individuals from Iowa, Illinois, Colorado, Nevada, Washington, California, Georgia, Pennsylvania, New York, Virginia, New Jersey, West Virginia, the Carolinas, Kentucky, and Ohio. And then I had heard that there were some folks from Scotland, England, Costa Rica, the British Virgin Islands, and Mexico in attendance as well. So we truly had an international affair. And probably one of the best stories I've heard is that someone actually from North Carolina, a couple from North Carolina, got engaged at Pirate Park during the totality. And so what an amazing experience for them, and will forever hold a place in their relationship. And I'm glad that Greensburg could be that.
That is awesome. That is great. That's great to hear. And so kudos to everybody who had a part in making it a success. And also, of course, the ever popular heavy trash collection coming up next month, Mr. Mayor.
Boy, I tell you, Tom, that's a great transition in radio right there. Thanks, everybody, for that. Let's go to heavy trash. it's coming in May. It is everyone's favorite week, of course, May 20th through the 24th. It's one thing after the next. And we were talking about our building project a little bit ago, the eclipse and then heavy trash, and then we're going to move. We're not going to try to do it in between. And so, again, it's a lot of the same things as it was last year. It's for Greensburg residents only. It is something that is included as part of their trash and sanitation bill. So we're glad to do it. They will, if you're a utility customer, you'll receive the flyer in the envelope as always with what is accepted and what's not accepted.
And the last item, Mr. Mayor, this is in regard to City Council's Greensburg School Board appointment.
Yeah, a lot of people may not know this, but the Greensburg Community School Corporation is one of just two or three appointed school boards in the state of Indiana. So I appoint some members, the council appoints some members, and then there's a township appointee as well. So they've got and then they're on rotating years. So the council's got a school board appointment. they're going to work to fill that. Hopefully we'll have a name that we can appoint next month at their meeting.
All right. Well, sounds good. Well, as always, Greensburg Mayor Joshua Marsh, we appreciate your time this morning. Stay well, and look forward to speaking with you again about this time next month, if not sooner.
Yeah. Thanks, Tom. Thanks, everyone. Have a great Thursday and rest of the week.